Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I take every spirit in this room under my control for the glory of God. Now, lady, I just want to talk to you just a little bit. I have no way of knowing you, but it's only God who knows you. Is that right? Now, this is, we're strangers to each other, are we? Now look, friend, this lady and I are strangers. We have never met in our lives. We are perfectly strangers. And I suppose, are you finished? I thought so. She's now, but she speaks English. Now we are over on the other, she's probably raised in Arizona. Where she was, she might be something in Mexico, I don't know. But anyhow, we were born perhaps miles apart, and no, not one another, never met before in our lives, are right here. Now, what would I know about the woman? Not a thing. God knows that to be the truth right now. But He knows everything about her. Is that right? Then He is raised from the dead, and He said, now, what if Jesus was standing here before the woman? Now, He can say, I'll heal you, because He's already healed her, if that's what she needs. If she needs finances, He needs her finances. She needs a Savior, He's her Savior. Whatever she has need of, Jesus Christ can supply that need, and has supplied it. The only thing He could do if He was standing here would be tell her what her needs were, like she did the woman at the well. Here to begin with tonight is a perfect picture of Jesus at that time at the well. Now, not me, but Him, see? She is a Spanish woman, and I'm Irish. What a difference. All right. Notice, those people came from Spain, mine from Ireland. But here we are standing too, just like Samaritans and Jews that night. Now, see, if I have told the truth that Jesus raised from the dead and promised the things that He did, we would do all four of our claims. But when I was born, no religion at all. My people before me from Ireland, Church or Catholic. But my family had no religion at all. In the very morning when I was born, 3 minutes old, when you open a little window, not the kind you have here in Queens, you know, a little wooden door, just push it open, this pillar of fire that you see here comes right in and hung over where I was playing. The first thing I can remember is seeing a vision. Nothing that I've done, God just let me come over this earth to do this work for Him. I'm only doing my duty to God, see? Nothing for me, it's for you. Now, if He's standing here the same yesterday and forever, He'll know it. Now, lady, I just want to look at you just a moment, just speak with you. Just to contact your spirit and to see what the Lord will tell me. Of course, you know I've been stalling for something. It's an anointing of the angel of the Lord, because if He doesn't come, then I know nothing. But when He comes, He knows all things. If He will by His grace let you know what's wrong with you, you will accept your healing or whatever it is. Is that right? There you go. Isn't that right? Just a moment. Now here's the thing. There's something wrong with the woman that's even threatened. There's something wrong with the woman I know that jerked from the audience. Now be reverent. Now friends, this is not playing church. Now be reverent. Now just a moment, lady. I want you to look this way again. I lost what it was. There it is. She has something to follow with, or something, it's called epilepsy. There it is again, that kind of epilepsy set right there. Isn't that right? Lay your hand over on you. Look here, lady. Look here, sir. That demon. Can you look here? I can see that in my eyes. See that black streak moving from one to the other? That's that demon trying to want to know for help. They know where it comes from. Look here, lady. I want to see what's going to happen. You're worried about somebody too. Yes, he has cancer. Is that right? And don't you live near the mountain bike superior side? Is that right? Keep your mind on God. Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, I condemn this devil. You stop telling me that you are Jesus Christ. You can cast you out of your standing this dreadful thing. Come out of it. In the name of Jesus Christ, and it goes into hell. Thanks be to God. Oh, you'll see the glory of God. You're waving your hand there, sister. You were tired enough to put your hand on that man's back for me to play with me. Now, you've been having cold trouble, haven't you? Is that right? Raise up your hand, that guy. Now, it's left. God bless you. You were kind to someone else. God be with you. Believe with all your heart. Believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is here. You shall have what you ask. All right. Go down. Thank you. How do you do? The baby, I'm high, sweetheart. All right. All right, Dad, I want you to look at me a minute. You believe me to be God's servant? I believe that comes from a true heart. Yes, it's far in the baby. If I can tell you by the power of God, I couldn't heal your child. But if I could tell what's wrong with the child, would you accept Jesus as the child healer? The baby is suffering from tumors. Is that right? It's two tumors. And they're all wrong on each kidney. In the name of Jesus Christ, come God, I condemn the tumor that will be the child in Jesus' name. Let's say praise be to God. All right, next. Who's the lady that says, look on me, sister, you believe me to be God's prophet? A servant, I meant to say, I don't know you, but God knows you. If the Lord Jesus will let me know what is wrong with you, will you accept your healing? Look on me then, just a minute. Same way Peter and John passed through the gate called Beautiful and said, look on us. I see a crash. You've been in an automobile accident and you're back. Is that right? You believe Jesus makes you well? All right, you're going to have your healing and you go home now and be well. Have faith. All right. Believe, only believe all the things that are possible. Faith on the church and getting used to that. You'll never know what that does to me. It's like I see an airplane fly through here, just saying. Here it is. It's for that little mother. Got somewhere there, got a son in the Air Force, hasn't it? That's right. Stand up. You're thinking about it, you're loving it. God hear you, just saying. You'll hear from it. God bless you. Go down and be in your room. We are strangers to each other, are we, ladies? I don't know him, but God does know him. Do you believe me to be his prophet? Or his, you know, his seed? A prophet is a preacher that I might sometimes just speak to that way. We are strangers to each other, aren't we? I don't think I ever seen him. But you're having some trouble. And some examination has showed they're looking around on the back at the hospital or clinic or some kind of an x-ray thing. It's a floating kidney and cancer also. I seen now, look at the other doctor, shook his head. Isn't that true? You believe Jesus still make you well?
I'm Heavenly Father. God, hold my hands against the body. Make you live, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask you for God's glory. Amen.
You believe me, lady, the heavy set lady sitting there, you believe me to be God's prophet? Wouldn't you like to go home and eat your supper again? Get over the stomach trouble? Be made well? If you believe with all your heart, you may receive it. You believe it? All right, stand up to your feet. So I expect it now, and go home, be made well. Heal in Jesus Christ's name. What's this prayer around? You believe God healed you that heart trouble? Sitting there with your finger across to your mouth, you believe with all your heart that God will heal you. You do it? Stand up to your feet. Is that for you? Yes, that's you. That's right. Stand up. Jesus Christ makes you well. Amen. Then she was so kind, lady, a lot of her had air condition left also. Amen. Are you doing well? God bless you and you may be well. Let's say praise be to God who gives us the victory in our Lord Jesus Christ. Have faith in God. Behold, we're strangers to one another. God alone knows us, but He does know us. I don't know you, you not knowing me, but God does. God and He is that gardener sitting there? Right back there? I see you're praying about a mother too, and a mother's got ED, hasn't she? Isn't that right? You will expect and believe you shall receive what you've asked for. You can believe it. Strangers to each other, but not before God. Sometimes the spirit moving out over there, or Jesus back in the dark. Christian brings forth, sitting back in there, just keep praying. I've seen a little child, then you're somewhere got a heart trouble, stepping out back in there. I can't see it under the light here, but it's hanging to a child with heart trouble. You believe you're going to heal it? You accept it? Stand up to your feet. God bless you, go home and you may be well. In Jesus Christ's name. All you believe, all things are possible. Just keep moving out in the audience. See you moving from. You're not from this city. You've got something, you have three Indians around where you're at. You are a missionary to the Indians. And you're from a place, I see where you come down past the side harbor, it's called Harvard, Arizona. And you've got a gallbladder trouble. You very bad pains in your legs, and your liver trouble, causing that acid in your mouth and bitterness. Isn't that right? Well, I see you talking to a man that I know is a beast fellow. It's George Craig from Indiana. And isn't there someone else with you? A woman, a missionary to you that's suffering with the same thing that you have. Throw away your hands on her because they're both healed.
Thank you.
Your heel sister, all of that time, Jesus God, stay happy.
Stay praying to God. I'm going to go and meet him, get all that sunny trouble, and he said, I accept it in Jesus' name.
God bless his holy finger.
This is the Christ Jesus. You believe, lady, you'll go to the Lord, brother?
Praise that Jesus that he may wear.
You believe with all your heart? You want to go in the sunny trouble too?
Praise your supper in the name of Jesus Christ.
You'll go to the sunny trouble.
Oh, thank you, God, and praise God. You're young, you're nervous, upset, made up of the ulcer in your stomach with stomach trouble. Go eat. Jesus Christ is here. Come. Got an abscess on the ovary, a female trouble. Jesus Christ makes you all go hungry, God, to you, you ain't God. Real soon in the afternoon. I see you again turning away from the table. You've got an ulcer in your stomach. Is that right? You did have your head now. Go around. You believe you're eating? The most serious disease in the world, heart trouble you had. Go home now. You may well. Believe with all your heart. You believe you're eating? It's God's there. You've got a coughing condition which makes you asthmatic. Go home and believe God. Got anemia condition. Isn't that right? And you're not a Christian. You've been thinking about becoming a Christian. What about doing it right now? And God will take you to Calvary and give you a blood transfusion from his son. Will you accept him as your Savior?
Outside of my son and the Reverend Collier is the only person that I know and see. But do you know Jesus Christ knows every one of you? How many of you out there now doesn't have prayer cards? Doesn't have the prayer cards? Yet you say, Lord, I want you to heal me tonight. I want you to raise your hand. That's wonderful. It's just everywhere, so you couldn't hardly tell which is which. I'll do this. These people stand here with prayer cards. You out there pray with all your heart. And say, I believe, Lord, that you're going to heal me. And watch the same Lord Jesus that could tell the woman touch the hem of his garment, watch him turn around and speak to you. You believe he's the same? I've heard fingers touch him. Won't he turn the same way? He's turning a person of man, but he's the Lord Jesus. I don't know him, you know that. But he does know you, doesn't he? All right, if the audience will, can you say that about the Jesus that we have in the will? I want everyone reverent. Now remember, in any word of the building, so I have to say this, it's the law in most of states, because you've seen some horrible things happen. If there's a critic or an unbeliever present, I will not be responsible for what happened. You should leave the building now. A critic or an unbeliever, or be it assured that I am not responsible, we are not playing church. Actually, unclean spirits, epilepsy, demons go out and they go to others. I'm responsible for a Christian because he's a believer. But an unbeliever, you know, many of you, how many have been in my meeting and see those things happen? I've seen even terrors come up when demons would be contrary and many as 20 or 30 fall at one time with epilepsy fall in their mouth to the floor. So have to be careful. So for the state law, I've got to make that announcement. I'll not be responsible for critics or unbelievers. So if you're here, as a Christian brother, I ask you to not stay in the building now. Now, while this lovely song is being carted along, now may we just all silently go in prayer. Now, every few moments, somebody let me know, and it's going to be real hard, because look, on the platform. You've been in my meetings before. You know that everything is clear around. Is that right? But there's sick people sitting here probably all around like this, and your spirit moving everywhere, see? And God help me to know what is to get it right, see? Because it's from both sides. Usually I don't know one's on the platform, but my manager, Mr. Baxter, is the only one that comes to the platform. But now we can't do it in this church. And to you people, now if the Lord Jesus will reproduce his righteous, how many of you could accept him as healer? Let's see your hand. God, I accept him as healer. If he'll be right here, what he said that he would do. You believe me. All right. The Lord bless. All right. Let's see where the people are. Look right here. This way he finds it. Pastor. Everyone just reverent as you can be. Just stand right here. I want to please see that the Holy Spirit anoints me. After a few patients, I become unconscious. You go into another consciousness, another dimension, if you want to call it that, and to see what has been and what will be. And I want to be reverent and respect the Lord Jesus that I'm representing to you, your Savior. And to you Christians here, I'm sure you understand what I'm trying to do. And around me everywhere is the reverence of Jesus Christ to his audience. I don't stir around, just be reverent. And I'll thank you, sister, very much. Now, the lady here, of course, I want to talk to her just a few moments. I just want you to answer me, just like our Lord stood at the well and answered the call of the woman. It's what I thought, I think he did that. He was contacting her spirit. See, I am a man. You're a woman. We were probably born years apart and raised miles apart, and perhaps this is our first time ever meeting in life. Is that right? First time we've ever met in life. I know nothing of you, never seen you, know nothing of you. God knows that's true. But I never seen you, know nothing of you. But Jesus, who is our Savior, he knows both you and me. Now, if you're his daughter and are in need, I'm his son, and sent to do something like preach the gospel, which I'm not very much in hospital. It's in a room. It's in an operation. It's an operation, and that operation was a tumor of some sort. And they used some kind of a treatment like a radium. A radium treatment. And it's caused you now suffering with something wrong in the kidney, a kidney trouble. Is that one thing the truth?
Yes.
If that's the truth, would you raise your hand if that's the truth? Now that you heard, that wasn't me. That was my voice, but that's him. It's talking to you. See what I mean? My audience, you see what I mean? Now he's here. He's here to heal all good now. I want to pray for him. Kind, loving Heavenly Father, let thy mercies be upon our sister and make she go. And whatever is her need, may it be granted. Thou hast said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. And while your blessed, anointed Spirit is on your unprofitable servant, I condemn the disease of her body and send her home to be made well in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go happy, rejoicing, believing with all your heart. All right, bring your... for this name. How do you do, sir? Perhaps maybe we are strangers to each other.
Connorsville.
You saw me at Connorsville. I mean to meet one another there. That's all right. Now, being strangers to each other, well then, I perceive now that you are a Christian because your spirit feels welcome. And I know it's a Christian spirit in you. And God knows all about you. Isn't that right? You believe with all your heart? Just have faith. Don't doubt. Now, every one of you out there, someone contacted them that left from me. You believe God will heal you that rupture, that hernia? You believe it? Stand up on your feet then. Say, I accept my healing now in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you. Have faith, the same resurrected Lord Jesus. Live tonight. I suppose that us being strangers, but you're conscious that something's going on. At this present, you believe me to be his servant? You're having your troubles in your ears. And then but the whole main thing, you're nervous, real nervous, upset. And that's your disposition. You've been that way practically all your life, of a disposition. But you've come to me for another purpose. You've come to me that I lay hands on you for spiritual things. Isn't that right? I'm not reading your mind. But you can't hide your life now. You're in his presence. That's right. I hear somebody, is your name Don? And is your last name Adam? Is that right? You're not from this city. You're from Hamilton. Is that right? Is your house number 1111? Isn't that right? Go back, you're going to receive what you asked for. Everybody has faith, and I believe with all your heart. Now you have no right to doubt God. But if I tell the truth, God testifies, I tell the truth. That's what he does. All right. Ladies. We are... Just everybody be reverent. I'm not this. I know who I am. It's of course, it makes you weak. The prophet Daniel saw vision and troubled his head for many days. We are strangers, I suppose, aren't we, ladies? We don't know each other, but God knows both of us, isn't that right? You believe me to be his servant? You believe me to be God's servant? You believe that I am his
servant?
Yes,
I do. I've
heard
you before.
No, just tonight. Well, God bless you. I keep turning dark around north of it. It's an operation. You got a group in your neck, and that operation is set for tomorrow. Isn't that right? Oh, God, may your mercy come to our sister and may she recover and be made well and normal again. For God's glory, we ask in Jesus Christ's name, amen. For rejoicing and thanking God now, as you believe, so be it to you. God bless you. Like you know that dull bladder trouble and be made well, believe God will do it. If you believe it with all your heart, you can have what you ask for. Just accept it if you believe it. You believe. We're strangers to each other. I've never seen you in my life. But God knows all about you, doesn't he? And he knows me. You're conscious that something's going on, aren't you, lady? I just searched up all you can know. It's a real strange feeling around where you're at. That's a fire. I hope the audience sees it, you see. But that's what you're feeling. It's there. It's contacting you. Is that see some kind of a room? It's a whiteless. It's a. Oh, you have been operated on. You're operating. and they've done something that's called a bowel condition, isn't that right? They made a mistake there, but God is here to correct it. You believe it? Lord Jesus, God. Satan, you thought you could hide from the doctor, but you can't hide from God. Come out of here. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that you pray. Oh, my sister, may God be with you and bless you. Jesus said, if thou wouldst believe, all things are possible. Having headaches, aren't you? Real persistent headaches. You were saying that thing that I know I'm talking to you. I'm not reading your mind, but that's right. And before you left home, you prayed the same thing, isn't that right? I want you to start with the red coat on the stand up. That's my grand headache. It's left you now. You can go home and be no more. How do you do? I feel ever. Have faith. Don't doubt. I suppose we're strangers to one another. God knows both of us. I don't know you, but God does. We just see men that's met here on earth and our paths just crossed this way. But He knows all about us, and He can supply everything that we have need of if we just believe on His Son Christ Jesus and expect it. Is that kind of thing? Hey, you're Christian. I just want to see what kind of spirit you have. That's the fact. Sometimes Satan tries to put something over on you for testing the spirit. All right, you believe, now I see you, you're having some, you keep setting up in a bed, you keep setting, oh, you can't sleep, you're nervous, isn't that right? Nervous condition, you can't sleep at night, and it's, you're not from here. I see you're coming through some kind of a place where you're checking up on you or something, it's an immigration. You're from Canada. Into Ontario. Is that right? And you are an evangelist, a minister. Is that right? And your initial is J.W. and your name is Christ. Reed. J.W. Reed. I see it on that box sign there. Oh, you see that up your head. See? Well, you're going home to be well now. Come here. Loving Heavenly Father, the enemy that has brought this condemnation upon the man, I ask that it leaves you, so Satan turn you loose. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. God bless you, brother. Go back now wherever you come from, rejoicing and be made well, because God is with you now. And He's going to make you well. Let's say thank you to God. You believe you can be His servant?
Yes, sir.
You must believe now, sister, because you realize your condition. You got cancer. And you're not going to live long unless God touches you. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Come here, my sister. Kind Heavenly Father, let thy mercy be shown unto the woman. May she go from here tonight, normally and well. I condemn this enemy, with this curse, these believing people. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it believe her. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go happy now, rejoicing. Thank you, God. Just bring the Christ down from you now. But when you go back or come back again, if you just say thank you, Lord, just keep on rejoicing. You can't come back when you see this. They're giving God praise. All right. Come there. I'll tell you something. You stepped right down there a while ago. And while I was speaking, you were believing what I was saying. Is that right?
That's correct.
Well, your heart trouble left you while you were sitting down there. Now you can go on back there. You believe there?
I do.
With all your heart? We're strangers to one another,
right.
But Jesus Christ knows us both.
Right.
Now, I see you moving away from me? Yes. You have stomach trouble. It's an ulcerated stomach. It's caused from a pepsi condition, from a nervous cause nerves to run to prostate, cause beginning up at night and things like that. Isn't that true?
That's right.
You believe it's God's prophet? Go out and eat yourself a hamburger and go home and forget it. You believe? With all your heart, lady, if I can heal you, I do it. I can. But if I be God's servant, your life can't be hid. Isn't that right? You realize you're in the presence of something besides your brother. Is that right? It's his presence. Had a hard time having you, lady. Life hasn't been a flower bed of ease for you, I've seen. Been all your life kind of nervous, that condition. Especially when you was a school child, you had a lot of trouble with it. That's true. Or a little plus. But now, you're suffering now with a stomach trouble. That's right, isn't that right? And you're all female condition, all right? Come here now. Almighty God, may thy blessings come upon the woman, make you go home and be well. In Jesus Christ's name, I condemn the enemy. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go believe in God with all your heart and rejoice in thanking God for your healing. All right, come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? The most dreaded disease of the world, a heart trouble. The nervous heart. You usually have your trouble nervous when you lay down smothering. What does that when you eat? The gas runs up to your heart. What does it? It's a nervous heart. It isn't one of them times. But you're going to get all right. I turn right around. He said, God bless you, sister. I bless my sister, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. May she live. God bless you, sister. Go believing with all your heart now. You have trouble too? When you, something struck you when you left us when you healed. Getting trouble and bad. You'll be the God healed you sitting there? Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're very well. Let's say praise the Lord. You believe?
Yes.
What our Lord Jesus does here, he can do out there. All things are possible to them that believe. You believe it? Yes. Even the card now. Right now, the Holy Spirit will heal every person in you, make every one of you sound and well. All right. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart?
Yes.
If God will let me know what your trouble is, just like he said to the woman at the well, go get your heart. That is the trouble. If you tell me the vision is making so weak, you see, you believe?
Yes.
That's kidney trouble.
Yes.
You're back. Is that right?
Yes.
You did have. You have it now. Go home. Your faith is saved in Jesus Christ's name. All right, well, I think it's bothered you a long time, hasn't it? You believe you're going to get well now?
Yes.
May you receive it, sister. Go and believe it with all your heart in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Every person in here can be made well right now if you just believe. God knows all things, doesn't he? There's nothing hid to God. He knows all things before the world began. He knows all things now. So I... Oh, my. You only see us prison in this building. Out of glory of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know him now. I know he's here. Therefore, everything is perfect to him. Nothing but what God can move and do. All things ready to become. You believe? You believe you were healed while you were sitting there? A few things in life you won't give up yet, isn't it? And you'll go give it up and you'll go get well. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's say praise the Lord. Oh, what a piece of duty it's all in right now. You have no right to doubt what I'm telling you right now. It's just like a solid bank over this audience right now, just like the Holy Spirit just moving in the audience. Would you believe me? If you do say amen, I want you to put your hand over one another and I'll tell you what God will do just now. He is sick and afflicted. I don't care how sick you are, how bad off you are, I want you to believe right now that God is going to do it. If God is a self-conscious and condemned, each individual, the reason to condemn the whole group, I want you to be.
every person in the building kingdom. Jesus Christ did it 1900 years ago. He lived his second. He went on to the church of heaven. That's what they call the God. So I'm going to refute that. Lord God, I can send that to the God at 100 years old. In the name of Jesus Christ, let's come out of here. Come out of that heart.
And now, he is here. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I take every spirit in here under my control for God's glory. Now you're conscious that something's going on. Now, isn't that true? Right now, is that right? Raise your hand. Something's going on. You're in presence. Just what I said about my wife the other night. See? You know that something happened to Sam. That was him. Now it's coming to me and you. You are a Christian believer. Right. The Lord bless you. You're troubled in your stomach. It's some kind of a growth in there. A lump in your stomach. A growth. Tumor. You're in need of an operation. But only God alone can make it for you. Is that the truth?
That's the truth.
Now, ever what taking place just now, whatever it was, that's on me now, knows your life. Is that right? Ever what's on me now knows you. It knows me. And I'm so submitted to it, so I have no control of my own self. It controls me now. You believe that's the Lord Jesus?
Yes.
God bless you. Then if you're that close and present to Him, where these miracles is just now taking place, that was a miracle. I don't know now what it was. But I've seen something, and everybody spoke it's the truth. He just used my voice to speak His word. You got some loved one you're interested in, too, or something. Somebody's got something with a foot. Isn't that right? It's some kind of in a cast or something. It's your husband.
Yes.
And he's got his toes are broken or something on it. Isn't that right? Now I see a streak of darkness standing between you all. You're having domestic troubles. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Some sort of a trouble between you. And you're worried about it. And by the way, you all are separated or something. There's something between you that you all separated. Is that true?
Yes.
Well, come here. Now, Master of Life, while you're standing so close and so present to do your great miracle work, I bless this woman who stands here. For every need that she has need of, may it be met this night. I pronounce this blessing under the anointing of your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, that our sister will receive what she has asked for. Amen. God bless you, sister. God be with you and bless you and help you and give you everything that you ask for and need of. Now, let the audience be as reverent as possible. For I say to you in Jesus Christ's name that you're under the presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Lady, there's a little red jacket sitting there. You're praying to get rid of a sinus trouble that you've been having. You were praying then that God would do it. Is that right? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It left you then. Now may your faith always be that way, and may you never be bothered again. In Jesus Christ's name, may God grant your healing. This audience that only knows. I wish I could explain this, my Christian friend. I can't. When I spoke that, there's another little lady set to praying. Sitting there with a little white hat on. Sign of trouble also. You believe the Lord Jesus? You believe that He makes you well of sinus? You accept it?
with your white gloves on there, little lady looking at me, yes. You believe that he heals you now? All right, say, praise the Lord for healing me now. Go home and be well. God bless you. Oh, if you can only see, you just have to have faith. Now, this man sitting here with a trumpet in his ear, he struck God just then. Now, just be in prayer. Moved over him and moved away. Have faith in God. And may God make you well. How do you do, lady? Do you believe with all your heart? Well, that cancer you've been fearing about, been nervous and upset, afraid of that cancer, it's gone from you now. You can go home and be made well. God bless you and be made well. You ought to know now that the Lord Jesus Christ, I have told the truth.
Hallelujah.
I have told you the truth. See the man praying? His words have come to the Heavenly Father that God would heal him. He's sitting with his hands folded. He's in prayer. He's touching the Holy Spirit. Sir, you have high blood pressure, don't you? Isn't that right? You just drop from you just then. Stand up to your feet. He heard your prayer. God bless you. Go home believing now. You shall have what you've asked for. All right, come. How do you do, sir? You believe you could be his servant? You do. Well, I'm a stranger to you, but God knows us both. We've got to stand in his presence. Isn't that right? My loving Christian friends, the Lord Jesus wants, I wish I could have this type of faith in every meeting I go into. We just wish it could be, God's going to surely bless Chicago in another revival some of these days. And surely, surely He will. With all this faith moving up, or just can't hardly see, it's just coming from everywhere, other people. Now, is this the patient? Excuse me, Sarah. There's a lady sitting here, and she was... Do you believe me to be his servant? Then, if I have told truth, then God knows all about us. Is that right? You've just received the blessing of healing. It was some sort of a kidney trouble. Is that right? Yes. So what you're wanting now, you believe me, and you're... Feel you have a call to the ministry. Isn't that right? And you come up here, you want me to lay hands on you for a blessing. Come here. Father God, may our brother receive just what he has asked for, and may he be your servant to use in your service, kind Heavenly Father. We pray this blessing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, my boy. May you win souls to him in the kingdom of God. You believe, sir? With all your heart. That's very fine. I like to hear you say that. God be with you, young man. Mm-hmm. You have hard trouble, don't you? You have sinus trouble too, don't you? I see. And here's something too. On your left leg, there's a girl on the side. Is that right? Is that true? You believe you're His presence, not the presence of your brother, but of your Maker. You believe that? Go and may the Lord Jesus make you completely whole, my brother, in healing you for His glory. Amen. You had heart trouble too, didn't you? You believe that God will make you well of it? You believe He'll heal you? You do? All right, stand up and accept it. The lady right there with the blue dress on. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
What did you say praise the Lord for right behind her? You feel heart trouble at the same time. Lay your hand over on your husband now for that internal trouble he has, and Jesus will make him well. Your stomach trouble, you can go eat what you want to, brother, if you want. You believe that God will make you well? Go eat your supper then in the name of the Lord Jesus and be blessed. God bless you. Let's say thanks be to God. You believe He made you well sitting there? With all your heart? He did. You need to go on your road rejoicing and saying, thanks be to God. Come, lady. You're awful nervous, aren't you? And through this nervousness, it's caused many things to happen to you. One of the main things that's bothering you right in the present time is a stomach trouble. An ulcer in the stomach. But if I tell you that you were going to be well, would you believe it? You are. Go in, Lord Jesus, make you completely whole and bless you. Nervous, upset, heart trouble, mainly caused from a nervous condition, which caused when you eat makes it worse than ever. Go accept your healing right now and say, Jesus Christ, I thank you for my healing. Base your faith upon His word, on His revelation is now, and He'll never bother you no more. God bless you. You may well. Come, lady. You believe? You're praying for that baby, aren't you, lady? I've seen you come here before me just saying to this lady. You want to get over the female disorder that you have? Do you believe that He heals you now? I bless thee, my sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you receive your healing. Amen. God bless you, lady. Go rejoice now. Be happy and thankful. And God will make you well. How do you do? You believe with all your heart? If I didn't even say nothing to you, just laid hands on you, you know His presence is here. You believe He'd bless you? Because I'd be doing what He said. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they'll get well. You believe that? Then if I lay hands on you, you'll never go blind. Your eyes will start getting better right now. That's right? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, may you receive it. Amen. Go thanking God and being happy, rejoicing. You believe with all your heart? No building city trouble, be made well. You believe it and feel while you're standing there? See if you were. God bless you. God bless you. May you go and receive what you have asked for God's glory. How do you do, young lady? Nervous. Upset heart trouble. That's what's just a nervous heart. It's what's done. You've had it for years. You believe that will you surrender your life completely to Him and serve Him the rest of your days with all your heart, soul, and mind, He'll make you well. Come here. Father, I bless this young woman who Satan has determined to take her life young. I pray for her and bless her in Jesus Christ's name that she will be made completely whole. Amen. God grant it. Amen. How lovely you are to wait. I believe that our Lord is here to make you well tonight. Do you believe that? before we offer prayer for this woman, I want to pray for something. Right here now, speak something. Kind Heavenly Father, I pray that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you will help at this moment. And Lord, may the sick people that are in this audience right now know that you are the Son of God, that you're standing here in your presence is near now, and you can make every one of them well. And dear God, there may be 200 or 300 in here that's to be healed tonight. And I ask thee, kind Father, if you'll move back every shadow of doubt, move back all the spirit of opposition, so that the Holy Spirit can take the heart of the person tonight and let them see the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grant it, Lord. Through his name I ask it. Amen. I've often wondered for something to happen once more that happened here at Vandalia, Illinois. Certainly. God knows every one of you, every person in here, he knows everything about you, isn't that right?
Yes.
Now, I don't want you to think that this is like a show. It isn't a show, it's the Holy Spirit preaching the gospel, confirming the word that has been preached before. See, the word that was preached before, the Holy Spirit here confirming that to be the truth. Now, what could I do? What can I say? I say this, my friends, to every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that every person in here was healed when Jesus died at Calvary. It's your possession. I ask you to raise your hands, who is Christian. Your hands went up everywhere. You have a legal right to everything that Jesus died for. He died his death there at the cross and gave his life that you might have the legal rights to every redemptive blessing he died for. It's yours. You're just afraid to possess it. You're afraid to claim it. Look, when God told Moses, go take the land, it's yours, but it's all fenced in with Philistines. But that everywhere you set the sole of your feet, he said, as Joshua, is your possession. Now, why don't you do that tonight? If one person in this building, one supernatural thing could take place, it would confirm and would prove that the word of God that I have spoken is the truth. Now, and if I have told the truth in the preaching of the word, surely God would let a man that was a deceiver of the word go forth and do the same signs that the Lord Jesus did. If he didn't with all of his soul and heart give credit to Almighty God and say it's the resurrection of Jesus Christ and tell the truth, God would have nothing to do with it. Is that right? Then when I have told you this and God has said it's the truth, I say that every person in here, if there's sin in your life now, get rid of it. Now, but accept Jesus tonight as your personal property. As Jesus Christ, your personal property, to heal you right now, and there will not be one feeble person leave this building. That's right. Every one of you will go home with a faith sticking here, no matter what you feel like. You'll go home well. Because God has said so. It's yours. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing of the word. It's yours right now to every one of you. How much more, friends, could God do? Did he ever do? Did God ever do any more than he's doing right here? First he sent his word, his son, manifested, sent him back, took his spirit, tore it loose from his soul, took his body up into the set on his right hand, and sent his spirit back here. The same spirit was on him, doing the same work, seeing the visions, confirming the word, following the Father's orders, just exactly. He said, a little while the world will see me no more. Yet you'll see me, for I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. How much more could a loving, kind Father do? Now, bring the patient. How did you lay? Suppose we're strangers to each other, not knowing one another, but Jesus Christ knows us both. Is that right?
Right.
And if we, being you and I, the strangers to each other, but standing in his presence, he is sure, if I could heal you, I would certainly do it. But I can't. But your life, you couldn't hide. You couldn't hide. Not because it's me, but because it's him. And his promise, he told me that I'd do this. So if he would reveal it to me, then just like if one of them men there was standing here, and God would reveal it to them, they could tell you just exactly. But he has to do the revealing. That's exactly right. I'm not reading your mind. I'm only talking to you as a Christian, to a Christian. But you are a Christian woman with the baptism of the Spirit. But and your trouble is in your bloodstream. It's a diabetes. Isn't that right? You have an asthmatic condition too. Kind of a coughing like I see you. You're weak and run down, nervous, upset. Of course, that would do it. Now, Jesus Christ is here to heal you. You believe that?
I do.
With all your heart? You now accept it. Let's just go to Calvary right now by faith. Let's you and I climb this hill here to Golgotha. There, Emmanuel's blood pouring from Calvary, just expressing the presence of the Father as the hour it was done. And I bring you as my sister to him. And say, Lord Jesus, this my sister here, being eat up with this condition, I pray thee, Heavenly Father, that your Spirit will come upon her now, and she'll be made completely whole. May the Holy Ghost just come in great power and move on her, and all these others that are pulling out there, diabetics out there, feeling them scream and cry for mercy. Lord, please, right now, heal every one of them. May the power of Jesus Christ move into this audience and heal every diabetic here. Grant it, Lord. I condemn this disease right now in the face of Calvary, that God Almighty will heal every one of them in the name of Jesus Christ, His Son. Amen. God bless you. Go happy, rejoicing. God be with you. Is that the end of the prayer line? All right. Now, I tell you what, let us do. Let us lay our hands on one another now for this prayer. Somebody. Just be as reverent as you can. Now, as we are praying, everyone with one accord, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. I'll repeat it, I'll say it, and you pray it from your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I now believe with all my heart that you are the Son of God, raised from the dead and living among us tonight. And I accept your sacrifice that you gave for me at Calvary. For there you were wounded for my transgressions, and by your stripes I am healed. Oh God, grant that now. I pray, Father, that while they have made this confession, saying, by your stripes they are now healed, I pray, God, that you will make every one of them whole. May the Holy Spirit so dominate in here now that every shadow of darkness be drove back. And hear my prayer, Lord. And hear your servants, Lord, as they're praying everywhere. And just a shadow of darkness hanging around you, trying to make the people disbelieve. But now, you are more than a conqueror. And I come in your name, believing that you have ordained that this service should be here tonight. Believing that we stand here in your stead. And I condemn unbelief and scatter us from this building in the name of Jesus Christ, that Almighty God can pierce His Spirit into every heart here and all be healed at this one time.